Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The horror genre is a particularly subjective one, as fans will be all too aware. Some may find true fright in the supernatural, whilst others wallow in the existential crisis of aliens lurking in the far reaches of space. We're a varied bunch, and so are our fears. Games don't always have the time to figure out what makes your skin crawl, however, sticking to frightful formulas instead. Most resort to simple jump scares, but what has rightfully risen to the top of the crop for hellish video game experiences is the universal fear of being watched. It makes for the perfect horror game fodder to scare you silly. You know something creepy is out there with its eye on you, but when or where it will appear is never guaranteed. From deranged serial killers to otherworldly predators, often something sinister is all too ready to stalk you from your games and right into your nightmares. Better lock your doors, guys. You never know what's following. I am the Ash under What Culture Horror's bed, and these are the 10 scariest video game enemies that stalk you. 10. Xenomorph – Alien Isolation. Alien Isolation does literally everything right. It takes everything we love about the world of Alien, from the retro-styled futuristic space travel to the gut-churning atmosphere, and then wraps it up with a big old horrifying acid-blooded bow. Isolation plunges you into a sublime cat-and-mouse chase with the big bad Xenomorph. And no, dear watchers, you are not the cat. Armed with very little, you spend most of your trek through a decrepit space station with little more than a motion tracker. And still, nothing quite hits the same as that sudden beep, followed by the green blob approaching your position, faster and faster, as the stalking Xenomorph comes to turn you into bone soup or something. Much of your playthrough will be spent in the muggy confines of old crewmates' lockers as you desperately try to avoid detection. The knowledge that there's a giant goddamn alien pressed up against the door conjures a feeling of horror not many games can match. 9. Laura – The Evil Within. It's true that one of the most common phobias out there is spiders. And on a lesser scale, another is the absolute dread of bumping into your ex-partner in a public space. Laura then, bless her, incorporates both of these. A truly terrifying, spidery-legged presence that will make the majority of your time with the evil within a stressful one. Up until the point of meeting Laura, The Evil Within is a fairly creepy and over-the-top horror thrill ride. Once you've cleared an area of enemies, you can take a deep sigh and feel accomplished in a moment of brief safety. But Laura does away with all of this. Your first introduction to her is when she emerges from a dead body. Creepy, right? Well, you'll quickly learn that she can in fact emerge from any dead body she sees fit, making avoiding her nigh on impossible. The constant fear of Laura being able to appear at any given moment as you race between safe rooms is one of the greatest elements the Evil Within incorporates, and instills a true sense of psychological horror. Stalked by a monster that looks straight out of hell, it doesn't get much scarier than Laura's scuttling strangeness. 8. The Ink Demon – Bendy and the Ink Machine. Bendy and the Ink Machine takes seemingly innocent children's drawings and turns them into a truly horrifying concept, creating a doodle with a twisted life of its own. It's not long before the demonic side of the illustrated Bendy is unveiled, and brings pure horror to the players investigating this abandoned art studio. Bendy's innocent grin becomes all the more sinister as he mercilessly tracks you down throughout the various levels of the art department. This corrupted version of Bendy is anything but the happiness the artist wanted to convey in their comics, and instead, like all competent bad guys, wants you dead. The chilling atmosphere of the chase is made extra unsettling through an art style which invokes old Disney cartoons like Steamboat Willie. Bendy and the Ink Machine takes these comforts, turns them on their head, and then chases us down endless hallways with them. Truly haunting. 7. Nemesis – Resident Evil 3. How do you build upon a game which terrified thousands of players with an onslaught of seemingly never-ending zombies? Well, you do all of that and then add in an unbeatable one too. This invulnerability was gifted to the titular horror of Resident Evil 3, that spends the majority of the game tracking you down to quite spectacularly end your life. Nemesis is a bioengineered super mutant whose goal is to hunt all remaining witnesses of the treacherous Umbrella Corporation experiments and wipe them off the map, whether that's with brute strength or a giant rocket launcher. While it's entirely possible to attempt to fight Nemesis at multiple points throughout the story, your best bet is to run, and to run faster than you ever have before. Nemesis is a relentless machine with very little that will slow him down. Never mind injure him. 6. Hunter. Dead Space. Dead Space teaches you one thing very early on. You need to dismember the rancid creatures that roam the space station if you have any hope of survival. While most games teach you to aim for the head, Dead Space hopes you'll cut off arms or legs in an effort to slow down these grotesque beasts. Then, you meet the Hunter. The Hunter changes the rules completely and can regenerate its limbs within seconds. Everything you've learned up to this point is thrown out the window as the foe does exactly as he states he will. Hunt. An early encounter with the Hunter leads you into a false sense of security as you're led to believe you have frozen it. Dead Space remains adamant that you don't actually have that security blanket for too long though, as it returns again, and again, and again, resulting in your being stalked by this ravenous beast that resembles a creature from John Carpenter's The Thing. It is a terrifying pursuit that ensures the rules of Dead Space are not always set in stone, or written on the marker, either. 5. Slender Man, Slender the 8 Pages. Perhaps one of the most defining horror icons of this genre is Slender Man, a phenomenon which took the world by storm has since spawned theories, creepy stories, and even his own movie. His simple design is perhaps what has stuck with so many people. He's a tall, slender man, of course, with no face and tentacle-like arms. There's no massively out-of-this-world design choices, but instead the minimalistic approach is what lends to this terror. The 8 Pages, then, sees you in a seemingly endless woodland area in the search for notes. Find all 8 and you win, but the more you seek out, the more adamant Slender Man is on tracking you down. Built around a heavy emphasis on sound design, Slender Man stalks your presence consistently and becomes more and more deadly the closer you get to achieving your goal. The trial and error gameplay will constantly have you coming back for more, in the hopes to beat him at his own game. But being caught by this moon-faced baddie hardly seems worth the mental scarring. 4. Chris Walker, Outlast. Outlast is a testament to horror gaming, combining slow-paced stealth sections with high-octane chase sequences as you attempt to foil the many deranged occupants of the psychiatric hospital the story takes place in. One such occupant is the towering Chris Walker. Unfortunately for you, Walker has been practicing his track running, and various chase sequences will push your adrenaline to your limits as he stalks you through the dreaded corridors. Outside of this, many slower-paced parts of Outlast will have you hiding in rooms, lockers, and anything else you can jump behind as you navigate your way around him, his ghoulish face scouring the room for you. Much of Outlast is in complete darkness, with nothing but the night vision on your camera to navigate through, making it all the more terrifying. Let me tell you, there is nothing worse than being shrouded in the darkness, lifting up your camera, and getting greeted by his deathly stare. 3. The Gatherers, Amnesia: The Dark Descent. Amnesia: The Dark Descent is a truly terrifying first-person horror game that places you in what can only be described as the darkest pits of hell. You don't fight demons in Amnesia. In fact, they hunt you. You're battling your own brain as you struggle to comprehend the world around you. The enemies known as the Gatherers just make it all worse. Look at them and your sanity will lower drastically. The more you lose, the harder the game is as your character devolves into madness, and the Gatherers use this perfect opportunity to snap you up for their nefarious deeds. What you must do is use the many hiding spots and simply pray they'll move along. You have no tools to defend yourself with, so your own wishful thinking is all you have to protect yourself from these flappy-mouthed freaks. These stalkers, combined with the sound design, makes that sanity-wearing gameplay feel all too real. Those of you who play with headphones on, hats off to you. 2. Mr. X, Resident Evil 2 Remake. Though Nemesis is perhaps the most well-known in the Resident Evil franchise, nothing comes close to the sheer terror that the Tyrant, or rather Mr. X, instills in Resident Evil 2 Remake, or in the original either. But that HD wrinkled horror show is pretty hard to shake once you've caught sight of it. The introduction to Mr. X is brutal, and showcases his brute strength as he plunges his fist through a wall and crushes a man's head with ease. From there, every corner becomes a struggle to round, hoping against hope that his lumbering footfalls aren't headed your way and that you won't catch a glimpse of his pasty face. But when he does appear, the chase is on, as Mr. X pushes back hordes of zombies with one goal in mind, you. He's like the Terminator, beefed up and with the face of someone who has spent too many hours underwater. If that is not terrifying enough, then I don't know what is. 1. Lisa, P.T. The idea of being trapped is a particularly morbid one for most, and P.T. absolutely knows this. The game keeps you trapped in one specific hallway, putting you through Groundhog Day, just without the joys of Bill Murray or any comedic relief. Instead, you're left to constantly loop the same corridor over and over again. And worst of all, you're not alone whilst you do so. Nope, my friend and yours, Lisa, is hanging about, a figure who plagues the halls and spends the majority of the shortly lived PT scaring the living crap out of you. It's since been proven that Lisa is in fact tethered to the player, constantly watching their every move, waiting for the opportune moment to startle you and eject your controller out of the window. She may pop up when you look in the bathroom mirror, or she can stare down at you from the balcony. No matter where you see her, the next vision is always more haunting than the last.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.